What creates the warped worldview that keeps you the same? How you look at today comes from a worldview that you created for yourself at or around 3-year-old age. You can go and learn anything, philosophy, theology, Marxism, and yet, at the root of your worldview, the way you look at everything was created by an upset 3-year-old. At age 3, with very rare exceptions, we are all, when I compare you to an adult, dumb. Even geniuses, like the little boy who played chess. Emotionally, even these young geniuses are little kids. No sign of mature sensibilities. In the novel, Sense and Sensibility, the younger, overexcited sister, even at age 16, is emotionally immature. Emotional maturity is being able to see reality independent of one's desire. Oh, that means that most everyone is emotionally immature, doesn't it? Hell yeah, that is exactly what it means. But why? Because that early incident when you created your worldview never got resolved. What happened in that early incident is that either you wanted something and it wasn't given to you, thwarted intention. You expected something and something else happened, unfulfilled expectation. Somehow you could not be yourself and be accepted, undelivered communication. The worldview that was built on the top of this upsetting circumstance is now how you live. Against this never distinguished, never analyzed backdrop. AKA context. The first gives you the worldview that I can never get what I want. The second gives you that what I want should happen automatically, without me having to do anything for it. And the third says that I can never be myself. That I have to mold myself, discipline myself to be able to be acceptable, but that is all I can hope for. So what is there to do? What can you do? Even though I learned 30% of my methodology from Landmark, and 10% from Kabbalah, neither of them have ever succeeded dislodging that worldview so the person, 1, can have freedom, and room to be anything. 2, do what needs to be done. 3, be who they are. I lead only experimental workshops. Even my one-on-one calls are experimental. Experimental means, I don't know, going in, what to do to take the client, the student, to the promised land. Whatever that means to them. I go where the conversation takes me. Recently we have been going where no man has gone before. Star Trek anyone? And some useless tools suddenly become useful, like the 3 categories of upset. From Landmark. In the Landmark seminar where I learned it. There it was used to dissipate upset. But it never touched the roots, the seed level. So it was a temporary salve. And when nothing changes, nothing changes. Now, truth be told, we, this group and me, have been trying to look at the original incident from left, right and center. And so far we have been unsuccessful, or largely unsuccessful at changing the seed level, the decision. The worldview. The person with a particular worldview can rarely see themselves. I am the teacher and I have been sitting here for some time, guessing which one is mine. Your worldview is hidden from you. Like a blue drone would be invisible in the blue sky. That is why it is silly to hope that reading an article can give you what you need. Anyway, it is your life, what do I care? The art is to be able to look at what is happening from a different angle without taking the mind to that new vantage point with the eyes. The mind is what we call backdrop in this work, it is more visually, kinesthetically accessible. The DNA capacity that allows that is the driftwood capacity. An aspect of the Swiss Army knife sight capacity. That has also the foresight, the astuteness in it. Life depends on what you see. What you see depends on where your eyes are looking from at the situation. The standard place to look from is from behind your eyeballs. I.e. staring in your backdrop behind what's happening. This results in a life of going to. And never getting there. Seeking. Wanting. Needing. And never finding. Never arriving. Trying but never succeeding. Losing what comes to you by accident. Lottery winners are a good example. But it is true in relationships, jobs, and every area of life. Or having to be Eleanor from Sense and Sensibility in life. Having to make sure you are not yourself and don't do what you need to do for yourself. Most of my students have the magical worldview. No matter which one you live by, you won't be happy, fulfilled. You won't live a life you love. Because you won't love yourself. I just double-checked which students has which worldview, and to my utter surprise, sore stared. To disagree with my assessment. Lol. This is one of the advantages of studying with me, you are not left at the mercy of my own knowledge, feelings, or opinion. I muscle test everything to make sure it's accurate. It is very important to know what you decided when you were 3. You can't catch what you don't see. And you cannot change what you can't see. And if you are inaccurate, then your results won't stick. In To Invent Yourself, your Who I Am live sessions will attend to both part of this, the original worldview and who you could be that your life would be a life you can love and live it powerfully. I have tentatively scheduled the first session for the Saturday before Independence Day. But I am flexible. There are already 3 participants. So I can take another 3. Invent Yourself, your Who I Am.